This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Aurora officer Nathan Woodyard was found not guilty of contributing to Elijah McClain's death yesterday. CPR's Allison Sherry says Woodyard's testimony acknowledged he made a string of bad decisions, but that didn't convince the jury he was to blame.
He did go hands-on with Elijah McClain when he probably shouldn't have. He admitted to that. He gave him a carotid hold, which cuts blood flow off to the brain and causes someone to briefly lose consciousness. He admitted he shouldn't have done that. And he admitted McClain was left kind of on the ground, and he trusted other officers and paramedics to do their jobs, and they didn't do their jobs.
That's CPR's Allison Sherry. Monday's acquittal isn't the end of the McClain case. An upcoming third trial will focus on the paramedics who handled McClain after Woodyard. Colorado voters have until 7 p.m. tonight to return their ballots for this fall's election. Two statewide questions are at stake, but many local governments also have races. Aurora, Pueblo, and Lakewood are picking their next mayors, and school board seats are up in many districts. Around 24 cities and towns will decide on various taxes. Loveland voters will consider getting rid of a tax on food and groceries, while Salida weighs taxing short-term rental to support affordable housing. More than 1 million Coloradans have returned their ballots so far for the statewide election. Turnout is well behind this point in the past two odd-year elections. And you can follow our live election coverage after polls close at 7. We'll bring you the results during Colorado Matters. And for our election guide, come to cpr.org. It's just about 4:06. This is CPR News.